Tonight, Gurudev, Italy.
Bhakti Pragyan ke sab Goswami Maharaj. And the same in the Lord's feet of my Siksha Guru, Nitya Lila Pravishtam Vishnu Pad, Astotas Ismat Bhakti Chaitan Swami Maharaj. My dear Sannyasi, Brahmachari, Vaishnava and Jyoti.
Turns off.
Yesterday.
Where are you sending it to?
I think that's okay.
Better show the genre on it.
Yeah.
One day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nirai Pandit,
in
the house, he was chanting the name of Gopi, 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 Gopi. And same time, a student of any school, he came to meet Nirai Pandit. But he saw that he is chanting, Gopi, 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 Gopi. He could not understand why. So he asked Mahaprabhu that why you are chanting Gopi, 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 Gopi? Why not Krishna? At that time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Gopi. He was thinking, Krishna is very proven. He then give up Srimati Radhika, he went all Gopi and he went Radhika. So, like so cruel, I cannot chant Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. I will chant only Gopi, Gopi, Gopi. Then, the student told him, why you are chanting Gopi, Gopi? You should chant Krishna. Then Mahaprabhu took a stick and ran after him to beat him. But he ran away very fast and went to him, all colleagues, and told, today I went to meet to see how is Nimai Pandit. I have heard so many wonderful things. But when I went to there and then saw that he is chanting Gopi, Gopi, and I asked, why not Krishna, why Gopi? Then he took a stick and ran after me to be, but I ran very fast and anyhow I was safe. Then his all colleagues began to tell, oh, if this Sachi, son of Sachi, can do this, he can beat any of us. We will also all beat him. Anyhow, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nimai Pandit heard this, that they want to also beat me. Then he began to think, I came kya kofani valite, ipali khanda kofani valite. I came that from Golok Vrindavan, that all he was suffering so much, endless pain of endless birth and death. So I came to give them I came to help them to return back and to engage in Krishna services. But they want to beat me. Oh, I must take sannyas. And when I will take sannyas, then all will honor me as a sannyasi. So better it is. And then he made up his mind that very soon I will take sannyas. Now he was doing kirtan with Sivasangha. And then one day, he wanted that this is my last day. So he went to villages where Gopalli was there, and he baked milk and also loti. Loti means was loti. And then he met all his associates. One is Nityananda Prabhu, Chandrasekhar Acharya, and few more. They wanted that today in night he will give up his house, his mother, his wife, everything. So his mother also knew. Then when become evening, he gave loki and milk to mother. Mother, make me prepare laklaki. Laklaki means sweet laklaki, sweet pot. Loki plus milk and boil it. Give some sugar, oh, it will be very, very delicious, tasteful. Mother made it and give it to Salagram Narayan. After offering, she brought. Mahaprabhu took it, very, very tasteful. In the night, Mahaprabhu decorated himself, Nivai Pandit. He never did so. And went to his Vishnu Priya wife. And he decorated himself. Get garland. Get betel nut in her mouth. And he was doing sringar. But Vishnu Priya was not happy. She was thinking, if any light is to be put up, then it does bhak, more fire. And after that, today I went to take bath in Ganges. And when I was going, oh, my, I had a huchut, huchut manaki. So, in anywhere, and blood came. And when I was taking bath in Ganges, my nose ring at the time of marriage, it went to Ganges. I could not find, I searched so much. And then she came to Sachi Vaiya and began to weep. What will happen today, I don't know. Maya told what became and he told this story. Oh, don't worry, everything will be all right. Now she was thinking, perhaps any fresh suffering is coming to me. Now he wanted to awake, not to sleep. But by Yogmaya influence, she was trying so much not to sleep, but yet she slept. And what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did? Oh, he became very, very cruel. And saw once towards her, and then at once gave up everything, and he began to go. Mother Shashi was standing on the gate, but she was not weeping, not anything doing. She was like a statue. Why? For the separation mood of his son. And then Mahaprabhu did parikrama four times. And then he came out of the house and very near a Ganges, very cold in the month of February in India. Very cold. And Krishna, Krishna, Krishna telling, and he jumped in the Ganges. And from there, Katwai is about 10 or 12 miles, and he or swimming, went there. And there he went to Keshav Bharati. Keshav Bharati knew him. And there he wanted that, O Gurudev, I'm giving my body to you, this everything, surrendering. And you should give me sannyas. Do you know what is sannyas? Especially sannyas, you should know that this is mantra of Gopi mantra. I am taking the mood of Gopi. I am Gopi and Krishna is my worship. Not a formality. Then he sent Mahaprabhu, Nimai Pandit, to a barber nearby city. Barber told, I cannot save you. Very beautiful, curved hairs. And he began to weep. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nimai Pandit, then by his yogmaya, he influenced that. And in the end of the day, he saved him everything. And he went to Keshav Bharati. At that time, Nityananda Prabhu Chandrasekhar Acharya, Mukunda, five persons were there. And then he took sannyas. Now he became totally mad. Krishna, 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 Krishna. And he began to go towards Vrindavan. I will go Vrindavan. And he was proceeding towards Vrindavan. But at once Nityananda Prabhu told, some boys were playing and some cows they were grazing. Nityananda Prabhu told the boys, cowherd boys, if that person is coming and he will ask you where the way of Vrindavan, that then you should tell here, near Ganges is there, Kalna, Shantipur. This side Kalna and this side Shantipur. And Nityananda Prabhu has sent a message to Advaita Acharya, I am very soon bringing Mahaprabhu here. And then, when he asked the cowherd boy, can you show me the way of Vrindavan? Vrindavan is here, nearer, here, this side. And they diverted him were some people. He went to the Jamuna side and he saw, oh, it is not Jamuna. This is not Vrindavan. Where are you going? Here I am saying, on the other side, Shantipur, and here Advaitacharya, Nityananda, and the others. He told Advaitacharya, are you in Vrindavan? He told, yes, I am in Vrindavan. This side river is Yamuna, that side Ganges. So please come with me. And then he took on the boat forcibly and went to Shantipur. In Shantipur, thousands and thousands of millions of persons from here and there, from Mayapur, from Navadvip, from here and there, Shantipur, they came to see Mahaprabhu. Mother Sachi was also there. When now Sannyasi Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw his mother, he gave his head on her feet and told, mother, I have done wrong. I left you all. There is none to support you and to nourish you. If you will tell, again I will give up sannyas and I will return back to home. Then Sachimaya knew all the shastra and etiquette, and he weeping told, no my son, you should be in sannyas. And one thing more I want, that you should not go to Vrindavan. From here, nearer is Jagannath Puri. You should go there. And you should live there. Sometimes you can come to take bath of Ganges. Sometimes so many devotees will go Jagannath Puri, Parat Jatra. And they will give your message to me. Then anyhow I can keep my life. Mahaprabhu told, yes, I will follow your order. She told Advaitacharya, I want to beg you something. He told her, what do you want to beg? I want to beg there until till my son is here. I will cook my own hand, and I will give prasadam to him. Advaitacharya told, yes, you can do. And then thus, thousands and thousands of devotees came from here, there, from all sides. And Mahaprabhu, sometimes coming out of room and giving darshan, sometimes inside. If inside, then they all began to shout, Oh, give darshan. In this way, how many days I don't remember. 10 days was here. In the meantime, Raghunath Das, a boy, who wanted to go to meet with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Puri, he came there. Mahaprabhu told him that Naho Batur, Sthir Haya Ghare Jao Naho Batur, Karne Krame Payalo Bhavasindhapur, Antare Kara Nishtha Bahiye Lok Behar, Achirate Krishna Tomar Kari Venu Buddha. Markat Na Varagya Na Kara Lok Dekhaiya. Yatha Yogya Vishay Bhujo Ananda. What meaning? That Raghunath, don't be restless. Return back to your home. Krame krame, first line. स्थिर है या घरे जाओ ना हो पाती डोंट बी मैड यू शुड रिटर्न बैक दैट टाइम हैज नॉट कम इट विल कम ऑटोमेटिकली यू विल बी मैच्योर्ड फॉर गिविंग अप योर हाउस सो रिटर्न बैक एंड देन इनसाइड यू शुड रिमेंबर कृष्णा एंड आउटसाइड You should behave your father, mother, your wife and all others like others. Don't disclose and detach from them. Show them outwardly and always remember. Grama katha na sunbe na boliye. Don't tell any mundane talk and don't hear also. And thus Krishna very soon will deliver you and you can come to me. And after 10 days, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu proceeded towards Jagannath. All bhakt began to weep in his separation. And when he reached Khirchora Gopinath and he told to the Bhakta Nityananda Prabhu. What he told? Who will tell? You?
So, Guruvai Gaurachandra Radhika Kirale Krishna Krishna Bhakta 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 Namo Nama Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sivasari Gaura Bhakta Vinda Panchatatvatvakam Krishna Bhakta Rupa Surupakam Bhakta Vataram Bhakta Kyam Namami Bhakta Shaktiyam So first, we give pranams thousands of times Lotus Feet of Sri Gurudev Chidani Sanyasis Brahmacharis, Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis, ladies and gentlemen. So we are hearing the nectarian pastimes of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu Sannyas. Actually, for the devotees of Navadvip, the pastimes of Gauranga is like a spear in the heart. Deva Narahari Chakravarti Thakur said, when that time will come, when Gaurahari will come back to Navadvip, and with his long hair as a grihastha, again, we can do kirtan in the house of Srivas Thakur. There were all the Vaishnavas were left weeping in Mayapur. And Mahaprabhu with just a few devotees, especially Sri Garadha Pandit, Sri Mukunda, Sri Chandrasekhar, Sri Nityanandabhu, they left their Katwe where Mahaprabhu took sannyas from Keshav Bharati and came down towards Sri Jagannath Puri. Then they came to Kirchor Gopinath, Ramuna. So there is a very beautiful deity of Sri Krishna. It was personally carved by the hands of Sri Bhagavan Ramachandra. Sita Devi had a desire to see Sri Krishna's Ram's form in Sri in Dwapara Yuga. Therefore Ram with his own hands, he carved that very attractive deity. So there, Sri Nityanandabhu, he told the history of Kirchor Gopinath and all the Vaishnavas there were hearing. Sri Madhavendra Puri is described to be the Prem Ankur, the sprout of Braja Prem in this world. Sri Madhavendra Puri, he was from North India. Therefore he was always absorbed in Krishna Prem. It said he did not know if it was daytime or if it was nighttime. So he came to Brajamandal Parikram. So there his Prem increased thousands of times. And there near Govinda Kund, he was taking rest. Sri Madhavendra Puri, he never begged food or prasad from anyone. Whatever came automatically by the arrangement of Krishna, he would take that. So one night, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Ananya chinta yukta mam ye janu parupasate, kesham yukta yukta nam yogekshemam yaham yaham. That person who exclusively thinks of me, whatever he needs, I give him, and whatever he has, I maintain. Deva Krishna himself came there with a pot of milk. Then Madhavanapuri was very charmed. He could not understand this was Krishna. Because Vaishnava Seva gives such a happiness, even Krishna wants to taste that. Therefore Krishna came in a disguised form, otherwise Madhavanapuri, how he would accept the service from the hands of Krishna directly. That boy was very beautiful and his voice was sweeter than millions of cuckoos. Then Madhavanapuri was charmed. He asked, "Oh Lala, where are you from?" He said, "I live here in Vrindavan. And my seva is that person who never asks for anything, I give them what they need. That's my duty in Vrindavan." He gave Madhavanapuri that milk. And then he said, "Baba, I have to go now and milk the cows, but I will come back to collect my pot." Shri Madhavanapuri was waiting, but that boy never returned. Madhavanapuri could not take his mind off the beauty of that boy. Then he was thinking, "Who is that boy that can attract my mind? In this world, nothing can attract me." So at night time he had a dream, and that same boy came. "Who am I?" "Ami naam Gopur, ami Govardhanadari." "My name is Gopal, and I lift Govardhan. I am suffering a long time here, because when the Muslims attacked the Pujari, he buried me under the ground. Therefore many years I have not had anything to eat or drink." Therefore in the morning Madhavanapuri woke, full of ecstasy, and he called the villagers, and they dug in the ground and they manifested the beautiful deity of Gopal. So there Madhavanapuri began the Seva Puja of Gopal. That village offered all their chapatis, rice, sabji, ghee, yogurt, mountains and mountains. And Madhavanapuri with his own hands offered everything to Gopal. The next village heard, and that next day that whole village offered the Mahotsav. So this is Anukut, the same festival we do with Gurudev in Govardhan. So gradually, so many cows, so much land was donated to Gopal. But Sri Madhavanapuri had a dream, and Gopal said, "Hari Baba, my body is burning, because for many years I could not have anything to eat or drink. Therefore, please go to South India and bring some sandalwood to paste on my body." That time, how old was Madhavanapuri? More than 80 years old. Gurudev says, "Why the deity does not talk to us?" Just imagine if it was winter time and very cold. Imagine if it was very cold and the deity appeared in our dream and said, "Vijay, I am very cold and hungry. Please make me some puri." That time Vijay is thinking, "Baba, it's very cold. How I can wake up? Also, I have many work to do tomorrow. It must be a bad dream." Because Krishna knows we would not follow his instruction, Krishna never gives us darshan. He never gives us order. We cannot follow even Gurudev's order in this world, then what will do if Krishna gives us any instruction? So Sri Madhavanapuri, old age, he went alone and walked down to South India. Then he came to that same temple in Ramuna, and there they offer a very famous type of kheer. Sri Amrit Kelly. So Madhavanapuri was thinking, if I could taste that kheer, then I could know, I could make the same preparation for my deity in Vrindavan. Madhavanapuri was not thinking to enjoy, he was thinking how to offer more service to Krishna. But then he thought, "Dikka hamaram, my mind is very wicked. That has not been offered to Krishna and I am thinking of eating it. Oh, I will punish my mind, I will punish you tongue, I will not give you anything." And Madhavanapuri left and went to the solitary place to take rest. So the Pujari was sleeping and Gopinath appeared in the mind of the Pujari. "You offered me 12 cups of kheer, but one cup of kheer I kept behind my cloth. In the market is one sannyasi. My desire is you take that kheer for him and give it to him. His name is Madhavanapuri." So the Pujari woke up. What did he do? First he took bath. Because in Pujari, there's so many rules and regulations. Nowadays we think, I'm such an elevated Rasik Vaishnav, I don't have to follow any Varnashram, I don't have to follow any rules, I don't have to follow anything because I'm a liberated Paramahamsa. But that Pujari was on such a platform, Krishna is speaking directly before him, and what did he do? Got up, took bath. Then he went and took the kheer, wiped the place, and he went to the market. "Oh, Has anybody seen Madhavendra Puri? He is the most fortunate person in the three worlds because Gopinath has stolen sweet rice for him. Therefore that deity got the name Kheer Chaur Gopinath. Kheer means sweet rice. Chaur means a thief. One, that Gopinath who steals sweet rice for his devotee. Therefore Krishna is thinking, I have so many bad names. If you go to Vrindavan, then what the Brijavasis will not say about Krishna. Then one more fault, no harm. So that time Madhavendra Puri, he took the sweet rice, he became full of bliss and ecstasy. And that clay pot, every day he would break a piece and eat it. So all the devotees were going down. That time Nityananda Prabhu, Mahaprabhu gave his dandat for Jagadananda Pandit to hold. Then Jagadananda Pandit was holding the dandat and the kamandalu of Mahaprabhu. So Mahaprabhu was going begging some vegetables to cook and rice. So Sri Nityananda Prabhu, he saw the danda and he became full of anger. Danda, how dare you? My Lord is worshipped by Paramahansas. And my Lord will have to spend the rest of his life carrying you. Therefore Nityananda became full of anger. Oh Danda, you are the cause of all the suffering of the Navadvip Vasis. Because of you, Mother Sachi is weeping and Vishnu Priya is left alone. Therefore Sri Nityananda Prabhu, he took the danda and he broke it into three places. Then he became full of fear.
And
he threw it in the Dandabhanga river. One river is there.
Now that river is Dandabhanga
river. So then he became afraid. Oh my God, what have I done now? Then Mahaprabhu came back and he saw the broken kamandalu and he asked Jagadananda, where's my danda? I gave it to you. Then Jagadananda was afraid. You ask your Pad, Nityananda, what happened to the danda? Then Nityananda said, who made the danda? He broke the danda, no? Then Nityananda also said, you broke it. You are unconscious, you fell on your own danda, and you broke the danda. I had nothing to do with this. Then Mahaprabhu became angry. You don't know the danda. The danda is the residing place of the 33 million demigods. It's directly Vishnu himself. And you threw it up and gave it up. What type of Vaishnava are you? All you devotees are just disturbing me. Therefore you go ahead and I will come after, or I will go ahead and you will come after. Then the Vaishnava said, O Lord, you go to Jagannath Puri and we will follow from behind.
Then Mahaprabhu proceeded toward Jagannath Puri and began to Sakshi Gopal. And the story of Sakshi Gopal, Rasananda Prabhu will be
speaking. I don't know English. Sukhurudev will get back. First he will order to me. Oh my God, you are my sister. Janjana Salakaya. Sur Militam Jena. Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Gurave Gaurachandraya Radhikaya Ishtadale Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Bolo Hari Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. First my effort, my obeisances, my Gurudev Nityananda Prabhu Vishnu Pad Ashtodara Shatra Sri 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 Madhubhakti Sri Rup Siddhanti Goswami Maharaj. After myself obeisances, I offer my Sikha Gurudev Paripraj Gachar Jatrajandi Swami Sri Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Narayani Goswami Maharaj, all Vaisnavi and Vaisnavas. Once upon a time, two Brahman, one a old Brahman and one a young Brahman, they are going for some pilgrim place. And when they are come to Vrindavan, stay there one a Gopal temple. When they are stay there, who is the very old Brahman Now he is so happy. Why? He is very so old. And with a young Brahman, he do so much help to him. For this pilgrim, travel. So without this young Brahman, he cannot do this pilgrim, jatra. Pilgrim, travel. So now he becomes so happy. Now this friend of Gopal, this old Brahman, he told this young Brahman, oh young Brahman, you are my, look, you are as my son. So I am so happy to you. You know, without to you, I cannot do travel this pilgrim place. So I am happy, but I am want to give something to you. Well, why? Well, I have a one very beautiful young girl. So when daughter. So when I will return, I want my daughter give to you with you marriage. Then this young Brahman told, this is impossible. Well, why? Well, even you are both in the Brahman, but I am, you are very highest Brahman, I am very lowest Brahman. But this thing you can told, but your family cannot accept this thing. Well, this is my daughter. My daughter, so I am to bow, so I give you my daughter to you. Well, if you return and your family this thing not, don't accept, and then what happened? Well, I am, you know, this front of this Gopal, I am take this bow, I gave my daughter to you. But when they are both with the return, one day this old Brahman, he calling this whole family, this son and this wife, this daughter, and he tell this all pastime. Then this family become very angry, this son. Well, how is the possible? Well, Indian tradition is the, this rule is the so hard. Even they are both in the Brahman. Then this son told, if you gave our sister to this Brahman, then you are drinking poison. You can leave this body. Well, you don't, then this old Brahman told, but I am witness the front of this Gopal. Then what happened? Well, Gopal, he is a stone. He did not come to hear this witness. Then, well, Pitaji, you don't worry. If this young Brahman came here, you make some excuse. That I am, what I gave promise to you, I am don't know. And I am forget, I am don't know. So that, then what can I do? You can do, you don't worry. After some days, the young Brahman, this old Brahman, he promised, he must give her daughter to me. But now he is tough, he don't tell anything now. Then one day this young Brahman came, this old Brahman house. Well, then he told, you promised, you gave your daughter to me. But now why you stop? Why did not tell anything? Then this old Brahman, he by heart, he want, gave her daughter to him. But by force of this family, now he also makes some excuse. Well, what I before told you, I forget, I don't know. Then this sir, they are bringing one stick. Well, nonsense, idiot, young Brahman. When you go to pilgrim journey, that time my father have so much money. He stole all money. Now you want marriage to our sister? Huh? What? Sister, then he bring stick, I want to beat him. Now he's run away. Now this young Brahman is calling whole villagers, and they are doing a meeting. Then meeting, then when come villagers, well, you have any witness? Well, yes, this is the friend of Gopal, he promised. Then this son told, yes, you go and bring this Gopal. If this Gopal he give witness, then you can give our daughter to you. Then no, this Gopal is a stone. He not telling anything. Now this young Brahman is the devotee. He have full faith, must this Gopal he come to here and give this witness. Now this young Brahman came to Vrindavan. This Gopal's friend of this Gopal, hello Gopal, your friend, this old Brahman, witness, he gave her daughter to me. Now when you return, now is the kya bolte book and promise, break his promise. So necessary you can came with me the Jagannath Puri. By his own mouth you gave witness. Now is Gopal not speaking. Well, how is the possible? Her any date walking? Are you her any dating the walk any dating? I am big stone. How possible I can go there? Well, if cannot he go, how you speak? When you speak, you must also walk with me. Must you come with me? Then he is the complete. He is the devotee. He completely. He is the what? Tell you? He completely controlled by this love affection. Well, yes, I can go. But Puri, yes, Vrindavan to Jagannath Puri, so long distance. If you want, if minimum 1 month necessary. If you 1 month, you walk then.
No, Jagannath Puri, Vidyanagar.
Vijayanagara, because Vidyanagar is so long distance. Well, yes, I can walk, but very long distance. You can do one thing, 1 kilo, you know, rice, you make khichdi. And offer to me, I ate, then I can walk. Then he make the 1 kilo khichdi, and he offered, and Krishna, he all khichdi he ate. And now, telling yes, I can follow to you, but one thing, you don't,
don't look behind.
If you look behind, then I can stand. There, this young Brahman, he told, if you don't come, what happened? Well, now I have come. Well, how can I understand you follow to me? Well, one thing you do, my leg, you know, can bind up. I have uncle way, when I walk in, he's the some nice, you know. He can be some nice, he can understand I am following you, walking behind you. Well, yes, now this young Brahman is walking, Krishna also followed to him. And this uncle was nice, all come very nicely. And when he came, before Vidyanagar, now there is so sand there. Now Krishna's foot is the go inside of the sand. Now this uncle was nice, now stop. Now young Brahman thinks, well, why stop this uncle well? If Krishna don't came, then what can I tell this villager and eat? Then he thinks, if I turn my face, if I look to Krishna, very close to Vidyanagar, then I can bring to everybody here. Now just he turned this face, when he saw like this, now Krishna is just stand there. Krishna told, before I told you, don't look in behind, I cannot walk now. But now bring to everyone here. Now this Brahman is coming. He told her whole village here. And the king and the queen. Now, well, Gopal, he came from the Jagannath, Vrindavan to here. And when all villagers, king and minister, this queen heard, Gopal, by walking, came Vrindavan to Jagannath Puri, Vidyanagar. Everyone became very surprised. Now whole villagers, king, minister, queen, everybody there came. Krishna by walk he came to here. When there came, real there saw, Krishna is the came here. Everybody became very surprised. Now this by own mouth, Krishna he told, yes, this old Brahman, front of me, he take a bow. He gave her daughter to this young Brahman. But force of this family, now he don't want to give her daughter. This is the truth. Everybody became very surprised. This queen, when he said this Gopal, is the very beautiful. Now she is a good devotee. Now she thinks, oh, I am one a diamond nose ring. I have one a diamond nose ring. I want to put Krishna's nose, but how is the possible in the stone? Maybe he have no nose, any hole. When this queen return and sleep, this Gopal now he gave night time, he gave dream. Well, oh queen, you want give me your diamond nose ring?
But you think my nose know any hole? Well, yes, still my nose one hole. When I am childhood, Mother Yashoda, he put one hole my nose, did one hole my nose. Still now, this hole still my nose now. If you nicely saw, you can saw this thing. Queen is become very surprised. Many times he told this king, Bolo king, when I saw this Gopal, I think I have one diamond nose ring and I want offer to Krishna. Well, night time Krishna he gets dream to me, this nose has one hole. When he childhood Mother Yashoda, he did one hole, still now this hole, this nose. King also became very surprised. Now both bring this diamond nose ring. Real when they are saw Krishna nose has one hole. And then Mother, then queen, he offered to Krishna. This way, Krishna, he came to Vrindavan to Vidyanagar. So this name is the Sakhi Gopal. Sakhi meaning witness. This meaning is the, you know, somebody telling Krishna don't tell talking, Krishna don't walking, Krishna don't eating, Krishna don't sleeping. So our one Hindi bhajan, they are telling, कोई कहते हैं भगवान सोते नहीं मैया यशोदा जैसे तुम सुलाते नहीं कोई कहते हैं भगवान आते नहीं द्रौपदी जैसे तुम बुलाते नहीं कोई कहते हैं भगवान खाते नहीं सबरी जैसे तुम खिलाते नहीं. Meaning of this kirtan, somebody thinking, oh Krishna don't sleep. Then this devotee tell, yeah Krishna must sleep. But necessarily you have like this Yashoda mood. If mood of Yashoda, how Yashoda when, you know, Krishna when sleep, how Yashoda, yeah, sulate, matlab? Make sleeping, only make sleep, Yashoda only make sleep to Krishna. Somebody telling Krishna is not coming, telling, telling like this Draupadi. When Draupadi telling to Krishna, call to Krishna, that time Krishna is appear and give this cloth. Somebody telling Krishna is don't eat. Well, eat, you make like this Sabari. When Sabari, when Ram came to Sabari's house, that time Sabari's remnant Ramchandra ate. Himself he ate. So necessary you have some love affection. Your inherent love affection, like the Sanatana Goswami, when he offered without salty root chapati, that time Krishna accept this thing. Yeah. So Krishna only he controlled by love affection. If your love affection, you are doing bhajan and kirtan, Krishna also one day he gave prem to us.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
When Nityananda Prabhu, broke the dent of Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu became some angry and then told them, you all should go first to Jagannath. Either I will go first, I cannot go with you, always making problem for me. Then they told Prabhu, you should go alone, he will come later on. Then Mahaprabhu, when come to Dandabhanga, Athar Nala, he did pranam and he became in mood, far away. And then he began to run towards Jagannath Dev. When he entered the Jagannath temple and he saw Jagannath, he saw not Baladev and Subhadra and playing on flute. Oh Brajendanandan, tumar bina phate mor pran, mor pranunath Murali Badan. कहाँ जाऊँ कहाँ पाऊँ बोला निवेदन ओ माय डियर फ्रूट वाला वेर यू आर आफ्टर अ लॉन्ग टाइम आई हैव मेट यू विदाउट योर सेपरेट इन योर सेपरेशन माई हार्ट इज ब्रोकन एंड दस ही रैन मैडली टू एम्ब्रेस जगन्नाथ देव When he reached nearby, oh, the guards, oh, they stopped him and they began to beat with a stick, not hit. So, and there, when they stopped, He became faint totally, no sense at all. Then the guards began to try to beat him and take him out of temple. But in the meantime, Sarvam Bhattacharya, he was Brihaspati, he came and saw. Oh, so symptoms of praying. Are seen in him. Mahabhav. It is not seen any human being, but I am seeing. And all the symptoms are like God, Supreme Lord. Who is he? He could not decide. But anyhow, he told his servants that take him in this stage to my house. And there he will come in sense. Then he went there. After that, Nityananda Prabhu and others, that party, they came and searching Mahaprabhu, they did not saw him. And then, someone talking, each other, oh, that sannyasi was very high class of sannyasi. And he became faint and he ran away to embrace Jagannath. Hearing this, they decided, oh, he is in Sarvam house. And then all went there. And they began, when they saw Mahaprabhu, they began to do kirtan around him. Hearing kirtan, or some breath came gradually. And then Sarvam Bhattacharya told to Gopinath Acharya, brother-in-law Sarvam, he was in inhabitant of first Navadi. So he knew about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He knew all everything. So one day Sarvam told, I want to teach that boy sannyasi Vedanta. And thus he can sell his sannyasi. Otherwise he is so beautiful young, he cannot sell his young. He may fall down. Then Gopinatha Acharya told, though you are so intelligent and learned person, but you don't know anything. Oh, he is not a ordinary boy and sannyasi. He is himself Avatari Krishna. He has come to fulfill his desire. Sarvam Bhattacharya told, oh, in this Kali Yuga, no avatar. No incarnation of Krishna. So how he can be? Oh, you cannot decide by intelligence. Shastra has told, but you don't know the meaning. He is not simply incarnation of Krishna, but himself Krishna, Avatari Krishna. He told, his disciples told Sarvam Bhattacharya, how do you know? Oh, to whom he has merciful to them, and he will mercifully inspire that I am Supreme Lord.
Then anyone can.
One slok of Upanishad.
Naam Atma Pravachanena Labdha Na Medhaya Na Chak Bahuna Jam Eva Esh Bhirte Ten Eva Labdha.
To whom I merciful, I myself revel with them. So, you cannot know. One day it will come and you will see.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told to Sadhambhat and Bal Sanyasi, I cannot save my sanyasi. So please, you are like my father and like my guru. You should teach me Vedanta. I will hear. And then he began to hear. And what became? Suddhadvaiti Maharaj will try to tell.
Very good arguments, interesting. And he caught, cut all the arguments of Mayaya and established Krishna, beautiful, sweet, pastimes, name, goon, roop, liya.
Vajjan, Vibarandasya, Gyanam, Jandashadakya, Shakya.
And then he decided before Rath Jatra to go in South India to search his brother. What became of my Vishwaroop brother? He took only one, a boy, Kala Krishna Das, and he went south. There are so many history in the way, but in the end, he went to Godavari and river and took bath, and then he sat on the bank of river. In the meantime morning, the governor of that Maharaj Prataparudra came in palanquin, and drum were beaten, and hundreds of Brahmins were reciting Veda mantra. Then Mahaprabhu thought it may be Rayaramana. Sarpam Bhattacharya has told me, if you are going to shop, you must meet in high class of Rasi. So when he was coming, then he took bath, and after he saw a very tejasvi, effulgent sannyasi is sitting here, and he is doing dhyan. And he became very wonderful. And then, with a simple one dhoti, after taking bath, and alone, he came there. He was in meditation. Then he went for some minutes. In the meantime, Mahaprabhu said, are you Ramananda? Oh, Ramananda. Oh, I am saying Shudra Ramananda. Shudra means, you know, low class person, Ramananda. Oh, see, Sarvam Bhattacharya was very merciful to me that he sent to you, and automatically, without any effort, I met you. Then Raraman told, if you have come by Sarvam Bhattacharya, he has sent. Very good. I want that you should stay here for 10 days at least, and we will do Hari Katha here. I will hear Hari Katha. Then Mahaprabhu told that come in evening alone, in sadharana vesh, ordinary dress. Then he went back to his Raj Palace, and in the evening, Valli Dhoti one, in very simple dress, he came to Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu was waiting eagerly for him. And then some dialogue became with him. Shruti Maharaj will explain something. And then he is called Ratnakar.
Ratnakar.
Why? Tell them.
It's called Ratnakar because
we are giving rest to Harikatha. And tomorrow again Raramanan Sambhad we will begin. I will also speak about
Hare Krishna. Today Srila Gurudev Maharaj will be giving initiation about 102 devotees.